Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special, and I hope that at least a few of them will reach out and grab you. And occasionally I put in something different, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And this is a wombat show. I have a wombat later on, a reading, and I'll let you know when it comes up. I'm going to start off with Jimmy Buffett. A pirate looks at 40. As one ages, as I have, you look back and wonder about the paths not taken. And you even wonder about the opportunities that weren't even there. Maybe I'd like to have been something I could never have been, maybe from a previous century or something. And that's what this song is about. A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the man who rode you switch from sails to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate, arriving too late, arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last, never meant to last. To go fishing down the rock bottom again, just a few friends, just a few friends. Occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna head up town. I feel like I drown. Gonna head up town.
A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett. Next up is Shady Grove by Louis Collins. Shady Groves is a traditional Appalachian song thought to have originated around the turn of the century, from the 19th to 20th century. And I learned it as a fiddle tune and a banjo tune, but apparently it's a quite popular song. And there have been over 300 verses collected for this song, so it's still in process. This is Shady Grove by Louis Collins.
Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, eyes of the darkest brown. He's the darling of my heart, sweetest little boy in town. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, bountiful bay. Summertime, apples in the fall. I can't have the one I love, have no love at all. And if I was a June apple hanging on a tree, every time that a little boy passed, take a bite of me. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady
Collins. The next song up is the one that I promised to play for you. I had to play just a little bit of it at the end of the last show, and I said I'll start the next show with it. Well, I didn't start it, but here it is. It's I'll Fly Away by Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem, and it's got quite a tricky banjo rhythm thrown in on top of a traditional choral song that I've sung many times in groups. Great song to sing in a large group. But here it's not a large group. I'll Fly Away.
Fly away when I die.
hallelujah, by and by I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird before the prison walls have flown, I'll fly away.
Fly Away by Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. The next song is Homegrown Tomatoes by Guy Clark. I saw Guy Clark perform at the Paramount Theater in Bristol maybe about 10 years ago. A Texas songwriter, one of the best. And this is one of his best-known songs, about as earthy as you can get. It's called Homegrown Tomatoes by Guy Clark.
Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Oven in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one. Hey, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and dig me a bit. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. But you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with egg, eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake. Homegrown tomato, homegrown tomato. What'd life be without homegrown tomato? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown Tomato seed, 'cause I know what this country
knees. Homegrown tomato in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in a garden would be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown.
Homegrown Tomatoes by Guy Clark. The next song is The Story of Life. It's called Much Too Young by Garth Brooks. And the full verse is, much too young to feel this damn old. As you age, sooner or later you start to notice your age. And the older you get, the more you notice it. And you kind of wish you were younger. And that's where he is in this song. Much too young to feel this old. So this is Garth Brooks with Much Too Young.
This old highway's getting longer. Seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. Guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept a woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. And I'm much too young to feel this damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too this damn old. The competition's getting younger, tougher bronze, you know I can't recall. A worn out tape, a chrysalidu, lonely women and bad dudes seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Table with no ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
Much Too Young by Garth Brooks. The next song is Everything Possible by The Flirtations. And as they say at the start of the song, it's something that most of us aren't told when we're young. We aren't told it's okay to be the way you are. A lot of us are born a certain way, and maybe society doesn't completely approve of that way, but it's okay. If that's who you are, then this song confirms your right to be that way. And they say it nicely. So here is The Flirtations, Everything Possible.
We have cleared off the table, the leftovers saved, washed the dishes, and put them away. I have told you a story and tucked you in tight at the end of your knockabout day. As the moon sets its sail to carry you to sleep over the midnight sea. Well, I will sing you a song no one sang to me. May it keep you good company. You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads, and know I will love you still. You can live by yourself, you can gather friends around, you can choose one special one, and the only measure be the love you leave behind when you're gone.
Some girls grow up strong and bold, some boys are quiet and kind.
Some race on ahead, some follow behind.
Some grow in their own space and time.
Some women love women,
and some men love men.
Some raise children, and some never do.
You can dream all the day, never reaching the end of everything possible for you.
Don't be rattled by names, by taunts or games,
but seek out
spirits true.
If you give your friends the best part of yourself,
they will give the same back to you.
You can be anybody that you want to be.
You can love whomever you will.
You can travel any country where your heart leads.
And know I will love you still.
You can live by yourself, you can gather friends around,
you can choose one special one,
and the only measure of your words and your deeds
will be the love you leave behind when you're gone.
Oh, the love you leave behind when you're gone.
That was The Flirtations with Everything Possible. The next song has a message for many of us, for me especially. It's called The Dance by Garth Brooks. And it sort of says, you know, if I'd known the way things were going to go, maybe I wouldn't have chosen this path. But then maybe I would too, because I would have missed the dance if I didn't go on this path. Even though there's trouble and hardship at the end, I'd hate to miss the dance along the way. So Garth Brooks says it well. The Dance by Garth Brooks.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And that I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? If I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. The pain that I'd have had to miss the dance. Yes, my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain that I'd have had to miss the
three movies, I think, The Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence in one of the movies sings a song, and I read the articles about it. She's not a singer, and she was just scared to death of this song, but she worked at it and did the best she could, and I think it came out wonderful. I love this song. It's called The Hanging Tree, and she didn't have to do a whole lot of voice range or anything, but the song has sort of mystical in its own way. And so this is The Hanging Tree, sung by Jennifer Lawrence.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a dead man called out for his love to flee? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a necklace of hope side by side with me? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where they strung up a man, they say we murdered three? Strange things that happened here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree?
That was The Hanging Tree by Jennifer Lawrence. Well, we're coming into the wombat zone of the show today. Personally, it seems to me that the world, but especially the United States, is kind of going through a crazy period of time. The level of polarization between people with different points of view has gone far worse than I can remember. And the number of what are called conspiracy theories, just flat-out lies that people believe. And, of course, you may hear me speaking, and what you think are the lies may be what I think are the truth. And what I think is the truth may be what you think are the lies. So, but there are indeed a lot of lies being believed. And so it's a crazy time. And when the world gets like this, or when things go bad, you have too many possible reactions. One of them is just to laugh and say, what a crazy world. And the next song does that. And then the poem that follows it takes a more serious reaction to when things seem to be out of control. But we're going to start off with Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Music Band with It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion.
Wonderful.
It's the world's gone crazy cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. The side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Johnny come lately, so coming in early. The early bird showing up late. The straight men all wanna be funny. Oh, the funny men all wanna get straight.
And the villains have turned into heroes. The heroes have turned into heroes. The villains all want to be lovers. And the lovers all want to be. It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home. Preachers on TV begging for money, selling the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to see heaven, but nobody's willing to die.
The meek ain't inherited nothing. The leaders are falling behind. So I'm singing my songs to the deaf men, and I'm dancing my dance to the blind.
It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. Ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
And the world's gone crazy.
The world's gone crazy, cotillion.
And the ladies are dancing. The
ladies are dancing alone.
Right now, I want y'all to meet one of the sweetest, dearest people in the whole world. And she's my wife, Jessie Coulter.
It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion, sung by Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Blues Band. And now comes today's Wombat. This is a reading of a rather serious poem that I think reflects the same thing that Waylon Jennings does. It's saying the world is out of kilter. Things are not going well. And this poem catches it from a sort of mysterious perspective. The Second Coming, a poem by William Butler Yeats, read by Harry Baya. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming! Hardly are those words out when a vast image out of Spiritus Mundi troubles my mind. Somewhere in the sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man, a gaze blank and pitiless as the sun, is moving its slow thighs, while all about it reel shadows of the indignant desert birds. The darkness drops again, but now I know that 20 centuries of stormy sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches toward Bethlehem to be born. That was a poem, The Second Coming, by William Butler Yeats, read by Harry Baya. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 in the afternoon from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, your college and community station. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs that I feel are important and may change people's lives. And that's what I hope happens for at least some of them. And the next one up is a good example. It's called This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett. And I could talk about it, but I'll just say it feels sincere and real to me. I feel like this is who he is telling us about his world. Lyle Lovett, This Old Porch.
This old porch is like a big old red and white Hereford board, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what they'll say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a pen, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas, with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get them down at the La Salle Hotel in old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas, that's never seen the day. A GNR in excess, with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. This old porch is like a weathered gray-haired 70 years of Texas, is doing all it can, not to give in to the city. And he always takes the rent late, so long as I run the cattle. And he picks me up at dinner time, and I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy, just like she's run all along. And there ain't never been no cane to grind, the cotton's all but gone. And you know this brand new Chevrolet, hell, it was something back in 60. But now there won't nobody listen to it, 'cause they all think he's crazy. And this old porch is just a long time a waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett. The next song is fun. It's cute, it's clever, it's sweet, and it's about apples. And I hope you enjoy it. However, it's a transition song because the next song is very serious. So here's a chance to feel good before you sort of sense how things can get fairly heavy fairly quickly. This is Apple Sauce by Nick Apollonio and Friends.
Oh gosh, it's a Macintosh, squash it into applesauce, golden delicious with apples. Northern Spike, Granny Smith, lips smacking Pippins with cheese. How do you like them apples?
Isaac Newton took a nap, well, at least until that apple fell and struck him on his cranial cavity. He sat up and he screamed, by gum, it's a Gravenstein. But everybody thought he said gravity.
Oh gosh, it's a Macintosh, squash it into applesauce, golden delicious with apples. Northern Spot and Granny Smith, lips smacking Pippins with cheese. How do you like them apples?
Johnny Appleseed succeeded in seeding apple seeds from sea to sea. That he succeeded, you can still see. You can sip cider through a straw, but don't sit under the apple tree with anybody else but me.
Oh gosh, it's a Macintosh, squash it into applesauce, golden delicious with apples. Northern Spot, Granny Smith, lips smacking Pippins with cheese. How do you like them apples?
In Eden, even Adam perceived their anatomies as pure as nuns in a chapel. Till a pippin she was nibbling labeled Eve evil, but heck, it was Adam's apple.
Oh gosh, it's a Macintosh, squash it into applesauce, golden delicious with apples. Northern Spot and Granny Smith, lips smacking Pippins with cheese. How do you like them apples?
Now apple's a computer, and it couldn't be cuter. There's a menu for every apple appetite. Why, there's even software for apple pie R squared. So cook some up and have a little gigabyte.
Oh gosh, it's a Macintosh, squash it into applesauce, golden delicious with apples. Northern Spy and Granny Smith, lips smacking Pippins with cheese. How do you like them apples?
After serving him a strudel, William Tell said to Jubal, won't you let me shoot this apple off your noodle? So aiming for the fruit, an arrow willed it shoot. But but he struck him in the strudel. Toodle-oodle.
Oh gosh, it's a Macintosh. Squash it into applesauce. Golden delicious with apples. Northern Spike, Granny Smith, Little Mac and Pippins with cheese. How do you like them apples?
Oh gosh.
It's a Macintosh. Squash it into applesauce. Golden delicious with apples. Northern Spike, Granny Smith, Lips Smackin' Pippins with cheese. How do you like them apples?
That was Apple Sauce by Nick Apollonio and Friends. Some species of whales are endangered. The next song is called The Last Leviathan. It's sung by Meg Davis, and I'll let you feel what it has to tell you.
My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been rent, and I am crying. All the beauty my
That was The Last Leviathan by Meg Davis. And the last song on the show today is Come On to My House by Rosemary Clooney from 1951.
Come on to my house, my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and a fricata too. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Christmas tree. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you East Side. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
You just heard Come On to My House by Rosemary Clooney from 1951. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. And I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College and from WISE in Wise, Virginia. And it's my chance each week to play for you things I think are important and also occasionally put in a reading like tonight's The Second Coming, a poem by William Butler Yeats. And each night, when the show is over, I like to get you to join me in celebrating. It's sort of my audience participation time, and that time has arrived. So I want you to prepare to celebrate. Celebrate being here is what we're going to do, and I'll bring you in. Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.